Bianca Butters, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
Rand starts the week on the front foot. Tell us about this.
Yes, we are holding on to the gains we managed to make last week. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we had quite a bit of event risk on Friday with the Federal Reserve Chairman taking the stand. And basically, what he said is that it doesn't seem to the Fed that the U.S. is going to enter a recession, but that they are ready to take the necessary action should they have to stimulate the economy to avoid a recession, and then also to maintain that 2% inflation target that the U.S. have set for themselves.
All right. So it is a stronger week. Are we anticipating any data out today or this week that could impact negatively on the rand?
It is quite a quiet day today, starting the week. We do have some manufacturing and GDP data coming out of the UK. And then quite important to note is the Japanese GDP that got released early this morning, and that actually undershot expectations, growing by 0.3% quarter on quarter and 1.3% annualized. And that also points to this general slowdown in the greater global economy. But really nothing of concern for the rand at this moment. And we are seeing some risk on sentiment taking place. So investors basically flocking to emerging markets, looking for riskier assets to get that bit of a higher yield after a lot of risk aversion over the past month.
So in fact, it should look fairly positive for the rand this week.
Yes, we can expect the rand to target the 1467 level, which is the next critical level for the rand. And we can expect it to be fairly stable moving into this week. We are starting off stronger at 1477 against the dollar, 1632 against the euro, 1852 against the pound, and 4 rand 30 against the shekel. So as you can see, really starting the week on a better footing, especially compared to what we saw the rand trade at during August.
Absolutely right. Bianca Butters, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions.